Hey guys, so we left off on part one. This is part two of the Blacktail recap. Me and the guys having a real candid, unfiltered, unedited conversation. I will give you my warnings. If you don't look like vulgarity and shenanigans, this is not the podcast for you. So children, avert your ears. Here is part two of Blacktail in California. I thought you just meant what we haven't talked about. We were talking about last night's stalk that I almost threw my bow on the ground and stomped off like a little girl.
My bad.
I'm taking my toys and going home. Oh, man.
You just get so close. You were on an hour and a half, stalk, and then it just...
It was just miscommunication. We thought we were looking at the same thing, and we weren't.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's... Well, you've never been to the ranch before whatsoever, so it's... That's why when I'm up there listening, I'm like, God, I know exactly what they're talking about. Like, I know right where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But once you're down in there, if you're from one perspective and you're looking at it and somebody else...
Everything looks different.
It looks completely
different. Yeah, people don't understand that. Unless you've done
I
that...
I swear there was no bucks around me this morning.
Yeah, right?
I looked at everything.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been able to see them. Yeah, but that's why you wouldn't have been able to get them. Because you would have had to go straight up and like just crest over. And they were just on the other side of that.
Yeah.
What were they? Forks?
No, that was two good ones.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll grab my phone later after this.
But yeah, you phone-scoped
like,
it.
Like you say, the hardest part is because I've never walked any of it.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I've walked, like, where you and I went and saw those pigs, if I see something up there, man, it's like game on.
Right?
Because
I showed you that route, too. That way, I would have got that
like,
bug.
I could say, hey, you see that dead tree that's right alongside the road that I can't glass, but I know is there now?
Yeah.
Go to that.
Yeah.
You know, like... Man, it's like night and day difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's different.
All about the intel.
Let me show you the two bucks I saw last week.
That buck last night was about 30-40 yards away from where the buck was bedded that morning, the first morning that we hunted.
Last year,
yep. Mm. And that's the boulder that I can see originally when I came through the trees. I said, hey, is it that one? Is there one boulder up here directly above me? Do I need to go to that? And we weren't.
And when you said, so here's what I took that, because remember I first said he's between you and that boulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm looking at the rock right above me. So as soon as you said right above me, I was thinking like, here you are. I was thinking like directly straight up the hill, not kind of at a, you know what I mean? And that's why I was like, oh, well, we're looking at different rocks then, I guess.
Yeah.
Look at this big guy I saw it last night.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his shoulders on him, huh?
There he is. He's got a hunchback over there. Looks like a grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Charles loves grizzly bears.
Yeah.
Completely off topic, but he does love grizzly bears.
Nice one,
I love big boars.
I love big boars, and I cannot lie. No, honestly, just a couple of things went a little different last night. That buck was dead.
No.
That buck was...
It's always a game of...
It's always a game of inches, really. It is.
It's inches
and
moments.
Honestly, I could have let one go at him, but I just haven't already missed two stupid... shots that I shouldn't have taken. I was like, ah, man, he's at 80 yards, and I wasn't 100% sure he was at 80 because I wasn't getting a good range back because of the grass.
Well, and it's weird too, like you said, whether it was your GoPro or it was something like that. Like it's
those
weird
were the two that busted.
Yeah, it's a good
all
buck.
Of a sudden just saw you know?
I'm pretty sure that lower buck we've seen. Yep, that's that one with the split in the front.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's him.
Nice buck. No,
we're
you're not.
Pictures,
no,
everyone.
No buck for you.
No
and
buck
for you.
And
that's how much I doubted.
That's
spot.
The one. That's the stock that
so
you hit.
Those were the two that busted out. You know, I'm stupid enough to say, oh well, shit. You know, those are probably the bucks. I'm
right.
Gonna take a nice picture right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I would have known, you know, this buck is waiting on me over here.
Jesus.
You know?
Well, that's how it goes sometimes. And for me, it seems like it's been going that way every time. Literally, this is, I mean, if I think about it.
That's how it goes 98% of the time.
Tomorrow will be my 28th day total that I've hunted blacktail in my life. So if I look at it from that perspective, I mean.
That's the way I like to look at everything. That's when we're talking about.
Oh,
the,
yeah, we were talking about that last year, actually.
The language, yeah.
Yeah.
I've hunted elk for about the same 28 days or something, you know, somewhere around there. Yeah. I could say I've been hunting elk for 4 years or something, but really
it's, yeah, but 4 years sounds like you've actually put like, in a whole season each time.
Exactly.
And it's not the
and
case.
Really it's like a month total.
Yeah.
And I got plenty of opportunities and one elk out of that. Yeah. One elk that I found. You know, that sucks.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. But yeah, if you think about it like that, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've had a shit ton of opportunity. I've been on bucks every single time. I can't tell you how many people I talk to come do this hunt. They're like, where do you, you know, how are you finding all these big bucks? And I'm like, because I hunt differently. Mm-hmm. I noticed out here, most of the people that hunt here are doing what you do and just stalking around. Uh-huh. And unless you're good at that, you're not going to freaking shoot a deer. I'm not good at that. So I'm not, I'm.
Yeah, we hunt.
I'm trying to get better at that.
Opposite of each other.
Yeah, and you've kind of adopted both now.
Yeah,
I remember you told me. He's like, I went what 15s because of you.
Yeah. Totally. Yep. My opportunities are yours are slow and methodic generally, and mine are. I get a lot of opportunities, but I got 5 seconds to shoot.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase it. I got 5 seconds from seeing the animal to shooting the animal.
Right.
And that's hopefully because they stay there long enough for me to give them a shot. Generally, they know I'm there.
Right.
Not always. One I shot the other day, I had to drop on them.
Yeah.
You know. But
I would love to get a buck down in that one little spot where that spring is, where you come up around that road, where we've seen them three does. Mm-hmm. Every time I pass that spot, I pray for a buck to be bent down there, because I'm like, I know I'm going to get the drop on this motherfucker.
Well, that was the first day as I passed on as a little spike
fork. Yeah, it was a spike. Spike fork.
Sporky. I'm not going to shoot him. That's my rule. No spike fork.
Yeah.
Anything else is
good. I don't care. This is it.
At this point, yeah.
I've already passed up, like, so, except for the first year. The first year, I was kind of like, brown is down. But the last few years, I've had big eyes, man. I passed last year. I had that fork horn that was, it was only probably,
yeah,
he was inside his ears. And I don't know, you know, he was just a fork horn, just a little young fork horn. But I had him dead to rights, 40 yards, had no clue I was there. I drew on him, shot him in my head, and said, okay, just let down. Mm-hmm. But I think right now, if a Sporky jumped in front of me, I think I would shoot that fucker right in the face.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's not like it's your last time, you know. It's not like it's your last time blacktail hunting.
No, I just need to get the monkey off my back.
Yes.
Mend the heart a little bit.
Yeah, something. I don't know, man. I thought the pig would cure that, and then I screwed that shit up.
Like, you got monkey shoulders.
Yeah, the monkey shoulders.
The monkey shoulders.
Oh my god.
That whiskey's almost gone.
It is like literally there's I don't even know if there's enough to make a drink.
Oh, no, there's enough to savor. That's sipping whiskey.
Well, I don't know why you didn't sip it all, because it's basically gone.
It's going to be sipped. Don't worry. So now we got tonight, and we got tomorrow morning.
Tonight and tomorrow
morning.
When's
your flight out?
3 o'clock. So I need to be on the road.
In San Francisco.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
On a Friday. Let's keep all these things in mind. Okay.
So how many hours do I need to leave from here?
Early. You gotta be.
I had to leave here by 10 a.m.
You're fine if you leave at 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He wants to leave at 10 a.m. and then go spend an hour or hour
and
a half.
I don't want an hour and a half.
Cleaning the truck.
I just want
to. Might have to clean that.
I have to run it through a dryer.
You just might.
A wash.
Want to think about that.
If I don't run it through a wash, they're gonna ding me hard.
You might want to get the front end rebuilt too, but
with no lube.
But.
Oh, it's a rental.
It's a rental. I tend to drive like the Dukes of Hazzard everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Literally, when I get on a dirt road, I start hearing, "Just some good old boys."
He's
in my head.
And then he hears his passengers.
I was driving it today.
Sally.
I was driving it today. I'm like, man, Zach would just be so much more pleasant on this ride as I'm driving like an old man just
yes know. The whole day yesterday or the, no yesterday evening and all day this morning when I drove. I had it in four wheel low and I just drove slow. I wasn't going crazy.
You were a little bit, I noticed you were a little bit slower.
A little calmer.
I backed it down for him because he told me he was getting car sick in the back.
I was, man. It's because somehow you managed to screw up the air conditioner too.
Dude, I don't know how that right. I don't know
you
how
didn't
the hell
break
that
happened. Too. It's only 109 out.
Yeah,
so the air conditioning only works. It's a brand new truck.
Dash.
It only comes up on the defrost.
And feet too.
The frost and feet. It doesn't blow on you. So like you have the AC blowing.
Yeah.
So it's the combination. It's because it's hotter than Satan's balls in the back seat. And because you're driving like Dukes of Hazzard, the combination of the two makes me want to barf.
Yeah, a couple clips here and there. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep telling him, I'm like, I'd love to come here with like a Baja 1000 truck and just freaking run these roads or a rally car.
10 a.m., you can get something done by 10.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's, you know.
I'm going to be like, all right, Charles, I shot him. You got to come pack him out. I'll see you later, brother. I'm off. No, that's the great thing about flying Southwest, because if I hit something tomorrow morning and I got to push my flight back, I can. The only thing is I got to get him an Uber or something to catch his flight to Denver.
Oh, that's right. Is he on Southwest?
Yeah. He's on Southwest too, but I wouldn't.
You guys should have totally just did Saturday morning.
Well, I have plans for Friday night with my wife and kids.
Cancel them.
I will. My wife would be happy. My wife would be happy for me if I shot something. She would be okay with it. But if I didn't shoot something, and I said that, she would not be cool with that. She was ready for me to come home after Tuesday.
Mine too. Mine was ready to come for me to come home the day I left.
Yeah.
When are you coming back?
Yeah. Well, I usually don't. God bless her. I usually don't get that from her. She's usually so good. But Mike, she went away for 2 weeks in New York with the kids. And then she came back, and my kids have been on something the last couple of months, man. They are just rotten. Just beat the shit out of my wife constantly.
How old are they?
9, 7, and 2.
That's fun.
Yeah.
He's like, they've been beating the shit out of my wife, and Charles says, that's fun.
What's your definition of fun? Yeah. No,
So anyways, what's our plans for tonight and tomorrow morning then?
Tonight?
Yeah. Am I going Overlook?
I think I'm going to put you up on God Watch.
I will be your conscience.
Overlook Hotel.
And I think I'm going to take the similar route that I've been taking.
The Death March?
The Death March, yes. And then, we'll
up
see what happens.
Neverland. And then you're going to Wonder World.
I don't know if I'm going to go to Wonder World or not. Is it Wonder World now? Is that Wonderland?
Wonderland.
I don't know. It depends on. It's a long ways. It's a long, long ways to go, and it just depends on what time I leave.
Where are you gonna be hunting? Where we saw you this morning?
Probably last night. Where I was last night, kind of up high.
I don't think I seen you last night. Did I see you? Did we see you? No, I couldn't have seen you. I was
in
the tree.
Yeah, it's not too far from the road, all the way from the top. And
he was right by you, where you were glassing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
he parked where we dropped you off.
Andy's seen a couple of good bucks up there.
Mm-hmm. I think they crossing over from that top area, mm-hmm. all the way at the top there, that side to the other side.
Yeah, you should be good up there. That one road that comes up from the bottom and goes up through there too, that I don't think anybody's walked that since we've been here. I bet you did something.
You sure that guy from the morning didn't take that hike?
We saw his boot tracks the whole way.
Oh, he was so mad.
Oh, poor guy, man. Poor guy.
Yeah. Did you talk to him too?
I don't think it's really a poor guy. I think it's a dumb guy.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid, but.
That
sign was there.
At your head coming out of your ass.
Yeah, no, he's been here before, and I don't understand what he was confused about. Like, I don't know, that was stupid.
Anyway,
we
already discussed that guy once.
Yeah. I already wasted too much breath on that guy. He's done. So, I think at this point, I'm ready to drive back into town and eat something real. And
get your mind right.
Yeah.
You could be out of 100.
Exactly. because this morning I wasn't.
You gotta
man.
Be too.
And I was so pissed too, because once we got up there and I started glassing and we seen them bucks, I was so pissed.
I literally
took the path that I normally I would go.
I knew something happened because you and I were texting. Zach and I were texting, and you're like, "Yeah, we're gonna glass some draws on the way back to camp," and I'm like, "You're on your way back to camp already?"
Dude, I was just like
someone's pissed off.
I was throwing a tantrum up there.
Hey man, did you see those bucks? He's like, "No, where?" And I said, "Well, they're right in that spot where you and Charles dropped your packs when you guys tried to tag team those pigs." And he's like, "Fuck."
I was that was in my brain. I was like, "I'm going there this morning." Then when we got to where we were going to drop you off, I'm like, "Screw it. I'm just going to walk up to the top with him and go find me a bedded buck and do this right, you know."
I was thinking it'd be
my right, so I was saying to the left.
Yeah, you
right.
Yeah.
So it must have been. I never been.
In all honesty, you were probably a little over 200. A little over 200.
Below.
Yeah, you were quite a bit below, but you definitely could have made a play on them had you known they were there.
Yeah. Well, so. From down there, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, about folks that don't hunt as much. They go out somewhere, they don't see anything that morning. Mm-hmm. And they're quick to deem that place.
We've had a revolving door of that here.
It could be just in that next draw.
We've had a revolving door of that here this week.
Yeah, people just
be like, "Oh, we haven't seen anything. We're gonna, we were hunted 2 days and
in with like a 40-foot camper."
Yeah,
I think he left because he had his kids with him. You know, I'm sure the kids were like, "Daddy, I want to go home. It's hot." That's a lot to put on a kid, man.
He's coming back pretty early. I mean, we saw him that morning. Yeah. He's coming back way before it was getting hot.
That little spring he had that blind set up was beat up.
Yeah.
Did you see the blind that he had it set up off the side of the road? You know, right before the road that goes up to where God is glassing?
Oh, yeah, the blind right there?
There's a blind. There's that little spring right there.
Imagine sitting in a... They had it in the shade, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
They had a ground blind. The kid was sitting there in there by himself, and he popped out. I mean, he can't be, 9, 10 years old?
Well, he's got to be 12.
Okay,
he's big game
12.
Hunting.
12,
he must
13,
be.
Man.
He's a little guy. Either way.
Yeah, I saw some coyotes chasing a buck.
Yeah,
we
seen it. Actually, the first two... Yeah, I did shoot at one.
The first day?
109 yards, but I'm...
Things are quick on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
I just barely...
Yeah, we've seen quite a few, haven't we? There's a lot of coyotes here.
Yeah. That's another thing about the blacktails too, is it's kind of like a coos deer.
Yeah.
Compared to more so as a mule deer or something, they're small enough that they're prey to a lot more shit.
Yeah.
A big blacktail is like 130 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like a coos buck.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like
they look a lot bigger, and then you walk up on them, you're like, "Good lord."
Yeah. You know, so they're on edge all the time, man. Mm-hmm. Everything's trying to eat their ass.
Yeah, lions, bears, coyotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
people.
Speaking of lions, we had a lion sighting.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of
It was a lion.
Blacktail hair just.
Oh yeah,
something's been
walking down
attacking.
That road to the creek.
There's two different spots.
There's like three different spots. Three different spots where there's blacktail hair, like
tufts of hair.
Tufts like out of their back end.
Not like a few hair, like.
Mm-hmm. Like their actual tail was one of them. Was their tail?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to grab hold of one. And there's something dead in that.
That's right.
There's something
dead. Maybe we should find that.
Imagine this big old buck and take a nice dead head home.
At least make you feel better.
Found quite a few here.
Yeah, well, I bet. I'm sure people shoot things all the time.
When there's a lion, in the area, they smell them, so.
One of the guys that was here, Tom, I think it was the name.
Yeah, an older gentleman. He saw one.
He said, walking through the field 200 yards.
No, I've heard some stories, some close calls here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've still never seen one.
That's in California. You can't shoot them even if you do see them, so.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the Republic of California.
Yes.
It's its own country.
Yes.
Anyhow. Well, boys, I think we've rambled on enough. I think I'll wrap this up and hopefully the hunting gods will shine on one of us in the next two outings that we have this evening or tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll be back at it again. I mean, what the hell? I'm a glutton for punishment.
And what else?
Why? What else am I going to do in July?
What
exactly.
Else can you do in July?
Seriously, it's like the best thing ever.
This is the first time I've been here in July. I'm really surprised at the pig activity.
I'm surprised at all the activity.
It's almost the best pig hunting I've ever seen here.
1.5 days last year.
We only saw one pig way off the property.
Yeah, way up. Yeah, that's true.
But that was just that one day. But we weren't really looking for them at all. We were going hard after the bucks.
Dude, we were bouncing all over the place
last year. One day, like nonstop stalks the whole day.
That was a great day. It made me have really good, solid feeling in my gut that I was going to get one this year, because if we've seen that many in a day and a half.
I think had the temp stayed at least just in the 90s.
Yeah.
It'd have been...
Well, that first night we got here, how many freaking animals did we see? Come on. It was like seven or eight different bucks and like 30 freaking different pigs.
Yeah. Oh, here, yeah.
Yeah. The first night.
This year.
Six or seven bucks this morning. Yeah. Something like that.
Crazy. Anyway. Well, until next year, I guess. We'll see.
Yeah.
If we don't make it happen, then next...
Till tomorrow morning, shoot.
24 hours.
Oh, yeah, we still got some time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hit it hard.
Hey guys, just a real quick break. Pardon the interruption. I want to talk to you about becoming a patron of the show. It's super easy. You just go to the Interviews with the Hunting Masters on my Podbean account, and at the top right-hand corner, you'll see a green button that says Become a Patron. Or if you're using the Podbean app, it's right there. Just click on the button, Become a Patron, from any of the episodes. I really go out of my way not to bombard you with a bunch of ads and clutter up the episodes. I really like to keep it as educational and as valuable as possible. I'd like to add to that value by adding some bonus episodes that are going to be just for the patrons only. I'm going to release a few that are strictly for those of you who have contributed to the podcast. It really goes a long way, and I want to say it again, that even a dollar a month, pledging a dollar a month, $12 a year, may not seem like a whole lot, but it means the world to me. It helps me take care of the cost of producing this show, and I really appreciate it, and I'd appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening, and let's get back to this episode. So the boys over at Triple Threat Performance and I are going to be putting on a Hunt Fit session on August 4th at 8 a.m. at the Triple Threat Performance facility in Scottsdale. 8 a.m. August 4th. The class size is going to be limited. So if you want in on it, you need to RSVP me, either hit me up on my Instagram or Facebook, or go to the blog johnstallone.me and send me an email. There'll also be some information on the class on my blog. So if you go to johnstallone.me, just search it, you'll find it. It's going to be a good class. Going to do a lot of cool stuff. Help you learn some new movements, possibly take a look at the way you're doing things now, and who knows, it might be a program you want to get into and you'll be working out alongside me. So we'd love to see you there. So please RSVP, tell a friend. Triple Threat Performance, August 4th, 8 a.m. Thank you. Yeah, so just a little recap of the evening. We did a podcast.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
We did a podcast earlier today, and of course we went out hunting this evening, and
we killed shit.
Yeah.
Score! It's about time.
Zach's already had too many.
The conscience has been up there frothing at the mouth, man. Like.
Yeah.
It's been good.
I really like the conscience up there. That's right? Pretty awesome.
The conscience. Yeah. You guys might want to explain what the conscience up there is.
Well, we did. We explained that was your new code name.
on science.
Yeah. It was God, and we stole that from Navy SEALs, but we just felt mm-hmm. that.
I like conscience better.
Yeah.
And I even did. I said, John, this is your conscience.
Yeah, he did. Did you hear that? You were too... Okay, I didn't know if you were too low.
No, I was just like a bystander just listening to a radio station.
I just found two That's bucks how I felt. For you, John. Yeah.
He finds these $2. I'm going up after him. And on my way there, I literally had a thought in my head. I said, you know what? If I run into pigs, I'm going to shoot a pig. Just because... I just don't want to go home empty-handed. I got to break the California curse.
You did.
California curse, yeah.
Sure as shit. I'm like, literally...
You're stalking bucks.
Yeah, I'm stalking bucks. Yes. And I hear behind me... Like, and it sounded like a buck grunt. That's what I thought it was at first. I'm like, fucking buck behind me. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I started paying attention.
Red is on. July.
No, it's not why you don't just grunt when there's a rut. But that's just some, normal communication.
I was so confused. You're like, I just heard a buck grunt.
That's...
And I can't hear him because he talked with his microphone inside of his mouth.
in his larynx. It's actually down his throat. The cookie monster.
I'm trying to be quiet.
Once I understood what the hell he was saying, I found out that there was pigs next to him. So anyways.
And he said, boar. It looked like grunt. I think is what I made out. Yeah, okay.
And I was like, oh no, I think it's boars. A boar grunting or whatever. And I saw the big black one that I ended up shooting. I saw that first and I was like, oh cool. I could just see the top of its back because it was a little rise. I'm like, shit, they're like 60, 70 yards from me right now. I'm like, I could close this easy and get over to that rise. So I got on this, matter of fact, we got on this deer trail. And I cut the distance, and I heard you radio over. I said, can you see that one in front of me? I couldn't see shit yet because that rise was, they were covered up by that little rise.
Oh, but I no knew kidding.
I knew I was close because I could hear them. They started talking to each other,
Yeah, that one were they, popped were out they of the
whistling?
Trees.
Did you hear any whistling?
No.
They weren't doing that? Man, sometimes they'll.
No, it was all like grunting type. Grunt. Yeah.
I think that's because they're one of them had piglets, and I've noticed they do a lot of the grunting stuff. But
yeah.
When I was close to the other ones the other day, they do, and I've heard this before, they do this whistling thing. It's weird. Yeah. It's really high pitched, and I can't replicate it right now, but it's crazy the amount of sounds
like a mountain lion whistle.
I just saw that one pop out of the trees, and I was like, there's one right there. Here.
It's like that.
I heard that when I was coming to you.
Okay. E.T. phone.
So there must have been other pigs.
So yeah, they'll do this whistling thing. It's a really crazy. I don't know. There's so many different noises that they make. But
interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, this is a done deal. I ranged that first one and it was like 15 yards, and then I saw that bigger one that was a little bit further back at 18 yards. So I'm like, screw it. Screw the blacktail. I'm just going to shoot it.
We didn't know it was happening. We're listening in. And we're like, well, what's...
I knew it was happening. I watched him all come out of the trees.
Yeah, but
and I
we
was
didn't
like,
know if he was going to go for it or not.
No idea. He told me he was.
I said, screw it. I'm going to
shoot him. He said, I'm going for it.
Okay.
And I watched him start slinking over there, kind of like a puma.
Yes.
Like 1 foot after, like Rawr. Super slow.
Rawr.
And then I heard that. Rawr, and I saw the pigs all... No.
No, I drew back and you couldn't see me because I was behind the tree.
Right behind the tree. And he's like, I saw them all looking, though.
He's like, they all busted. I'm like, no, I just shot one. And they ran around in circles for a second because there was a shit ton of little piglets with them. And I couldn't see any of the piglets. They were literally like little rats running underneath the grass. Like, you couldn't see them. There was probably 15 mm-hmm. of them, no joke.
Yeah.
And from the video angle, it's like the ground exploded.
At least six adults. At least six adults and 15 freaking little piglets. And the one that I shot tore off. And I was like, I mean, it was a pass-through. Went over there, couldn't find my arrow. I'm like, here we fucking go again.
Well, we heard it.
And I just hear, this effing, this isn't, can't find goddamn bud.
Quit bow hunting.
I was literally going to quit bow hunting. If I didn't find that pig, I was going to quit bow hunting.
Yeah.
I walked. Luckily, I made a mental note of where I seen them run up.
I'm just going to be a pool builder.
Bow hunting sucks.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, man.
Oh, you can rep that shirt.
Anyway. That's terrible. So, thank God I made a mental note of where I saw it run up.
Rather than last time, let's shoot the deer standing
up
there.
Well, that was the funny thing. The first thing in my head was like, all right, I shot this. Only marked this with my GPS. And
I was going to tell you to do it.
Go after the deer, right?
I still know where he is. Let's go kill the deer, man.
Right? But I'm like,
Well, so rules of the ranch.
Yeah, rules of the ranch. Technically, I cannot do that. Without.
You can kill one animal, and then you got to call in, but it's already too late. The office is closed to re-reserve, whatever.
And I only have tomorrow morning to shoot. So I knew in my head, if I shot this pig, I was done. So I cannot hunt blacktail tomorrow morning. Which is fine because I want to sleep in, unless I have to go find Chucky's deer.
So anyways, you shoot this pig, it runs off. Did it make a noise?
Oh, yeah.
Did it? Loud.
Yeah, she squealed hard.
It's crazy. She went uphill. You got to cover that. That's fucking crazy.
Went uphill. She did run uphill, huh?
Well, because you know why? She had pig. They had piglets.
And you, and but not piglets. That sow.
That's I don't know. Wasn't she didn't have teats.
She wasn't full. Okay.
Yeah. So, it wasn't her then.
No, but they're very. I think they're kind of pack oriented. Whatever herd oriented.
But she didn't have the milky boobies.
No, didn't have milky boobies. Yeah. Definitely did not. And had I known there was that many little piglets, I don't know that I would have even because I had no way of knowing which one's the mama and which one isn't. But
yeah. Not anyway. In that grass.
No.
Well, and you can't even see the piglets until they start jumping over the grass.
Yeah. You'd be able to tell if they were open. You'd be able to see her teats.
Yeah, but she did not have any.
Like, why do we call them teats? But then we say tits. Like, but then let's get all formal. They're teats.
When they're multiple, I think they're teats.
Really?
I think so.
Is that what it is?
I don't fucking know. I'm just making shit up, but I sounded good.
I mean, tits are two.
You did sound multiple. Good. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll listen to you, but then you ruined it by saying that you didn't know.
By calling myself out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I finally get over to like where I saw her cross.
I'm not talking about teats.
I mean, let's do it.
Let's explore this.
Cut him off. No more Jack for him.
Okay, and go.
Oh, yeah, anyway, so I get over there, and I see this giant spot of blood. So I must have, the 60 yards that I walked, which either I'm fucking blind as a bat, or she didn't start bleeding until 60 yards later, which I can't believe that to be true. But they're so low to the ground, man. They're running through the free.
They have fat, and then their hair soaks it up. Maybe. I see all the time. You shoot with a 30-06, and it's like, where the heck is the blood trail? And then it starts later.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely happens crazy. A lot. Anyway, I finally found...
with your head bad.
Yeah.
I finally found some. And then wherever she dropped down into this hole, and she must have ran around in that hole, because literally there was like
a... In circles. Yeah.
Yeah, because there was like...
Probably was dying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
There was probably like a 15-foot circle of blood just... Look like a freaking murder scene down there. And I grabbed her and I said, all right, I'm going to drag her out of this hole. And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to quarter her up here. I said, I got an hour before dark. I said, I just make quick work of her. And I just listening in to the action, because the buck that I was going after, Zach's like, or Charles is like, hey Zach, are those bucks still there? Yeah. All right. I'm on my way over there. He came from the other freaking side of the goddamn ranch.
Yeah, I was jogging.
Man, so there was two bucks and they were feeding, and one bedded down. I knew he was there, and I still could not see him. You know, and then the other one bedded down, and I was panned over looking at Charles, and I panned back, and I'm like...
You have to re-find him.
I'm like, oh my God, they're gone. I was like, crap, you know? And I'm looking, and I couldn't see anything. I saw a black ear. He flicked it outwards so I could see the black on the inside, and he flicked it back. And I was like, no way. And then he turned his head, and I could barely see his rack.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know? And then you started coming over on your way.
Yeah.
And you had a little mishap on the way.
Yeah, how did that go?
Keeping with total classic consistency of my hunting adventures. So I was jogging, and I got to a spot where I was going to cross, and I jumped a buck, and the buck didn't see me. It was facing the other way. It just heard something coming its way. And I just had my eyes on it. Like, I just happened to be looking right there, and the buck jumped up, and I sat down really quick. And he got up, and he stopped, and was just actually looking in a different direction. And I'm going to range him, and there's just a blank screen inside of my rangefinder. And so I'm like, oh, of course. What's going on? So I actually undid the battery compartment thing and then screwed it back in, and then it worked. By that time, he kind of had jogged off. I ranged it where he was. It was 62 yards. And he was standing broadside, of course. And I didn't feel like taking an unranged shot, because I felt like at the time he wasn't even looking at me. I had enough time to range him to get a good shot.
Yeah.
Anyways, he busted off. He was a giant fork, too.
You know something that's interesting? I remember when I first started bow hunting, my first rangefinder, literally, it would take two pictures, and it would spread them out, and you'd start reeling the dial until the two pictures came together, and that's how far it was.
Right.
And that thing was so crappy that I had to learn how to judge. And I used to be, really, you know, when I was still in high school, I used to be really, really good at it. And now... I have such a good rangefinder. I've became so dependent on it.
Right.
You know, if I went back to how good I was back then, I just think of how many shots I would have had that would have been successful. Look at it. Oh, yeah, that's 60 yards.
Yeah.
You know? But now I'm like, it might be 54, but I got to check.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, you double check. It's just, it's crazy.
I go through the day saying, okay, let's see what that is. I think it's 52. And then range it. I'm still doing that a lot, because those situations happen so many times where you get a shot off and you don't have time to range it. Oh, weird. I did that too. Led into that. So, perfect segue. So, anyways, that buck takes off and I'm on the microphone talking to these guys complaining about yet another thing going wrong. Like, my arrow is just breaking in half in midair. I don't know. I think I hit an antler. I don't know what was happening. We were just looking at that film.
He ducked hard, so it's hard to say. He turned as I shot. He ducked and turned, like, everything.
But the broadhead shaft still broke, which is kind of crappy, I think.
With that much movement of an animal, though, it's hard to say.
Yeah. So, anyways... Zach is, I basically know where the deer are, where these bedded bucks are that John was going to go after. And I get over there super quick. Zach finally sees me. And by the time you see me, I mean, I'm only 100 yards away from
you. You're like from where I wanted you to be. I was like, perfect. He's headed right to the right spot.
Right. So I just start sneaking in. I take off my pack. And I get really close to this ledge. And from where Zach is, I mean, he's, what are you? You're like a half mile away or something.
You're a long ways away.
Yeah. So the perspective, everything is really tough to accomplish and to get it through to me. But he can tell me where they are. But yardages and all that, that's going to be pretty tough. So I'm going in blind.
I need to be better.
I just need to be better. I don't know if you can.
I'm kidding, man. Okay. That's just,
I don't think you can.
Well, the way the terrain rolls, like.
Yeah.
I can only see straight line of sight.
Sure.
You know, from A to B. And I'm like, well, from A to B looks like this.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
So I knew I needed to get to a ledge, and I thought that the deer were going to be a little bit further away. When I get to the ledge, as I'm getting to it, I hear a deer blow at me, right? And I'm like, ooh, they either winded me, because the wind was kind of weird, or they heard me. I'm sliding on my butt, but something needs to happen really soon. I need to take a shot, basically. I need to stand up, figure out where they are, and see if I can get a shot or not. So,
and then I confirm that.
Yeah.
It's like, I think they're about ready to run away.
Yeah. So, but then you'd mentioned there's a coyote bouncing around or something.
Oh, man, there's a coyote, and there's another doe, and there was all kinds of other stuff happening.
Other things happening.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I finally get up. I'm scooting on my butt, and I'm on the ledge, but the ledge has, you know, a bunch of grass in front of me. And I can finally see the buck, and I'm like, oh, God, it's really, really close. So Zach had told me, he's like, I think it's like 70 yards, something like that. So I dialed in the, I don't know what I did. I probably did like a 65, 75, something like that on my slider. And I can see the buck, and I'm like, well, I got to make a decision right now. It's looking right up at me. It knows something is there. I got to figure out how far away it is. I can't range it. I can't range it through the weeds, and I can't stand up. So I just have to make it the best guess I can. I said, I think it's 50. It's going to go with 50 and stick with it. All quickly, obviously. So I range. I adjust my sight to 50. I'm on my butt. And I pull back. You can kind of watch this in the video. I pull back on my butt and get as much into form as possible, and then slide my knees underneath of myself so I can sit up and get above the weeds to get a shot. That all happens perfectly, and I put the pin on the buck and release, and it looks good. It sounded good. That's why I thought I had hit it. It sounded like I'd hit the buck. Maybe I still did, but
we still don't know for sure.
Yeah, like, but I don't know. I'm kind of... So
just the sound, man, like an arrow doesn't make that when it just goes through grass. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It made it.
So
it made
a doe or whoever was with at the time that I shot cage. Also one of the deer
blows
at the almost like the exact same time.
Instant that the which sounds like the arrow hit.
Yeah. There's an impact and a blow. So
yeah,
it's really,
at the same time though.
Yeah,
literally at the same time.
Like, of course there is, you know. So makes it hard to tell. So anyways, the buck runs off and then stops and starts walking really, really slow. And I'm thinking he's gonna drop right there because I'm thinking I hit him.
Yeah, you even said it. He's like, oh, he's about to drop. He's getting wobbly legged.
Yeah, he looked really weird. He wasn't looking up at me. His mouth was open and he just looked like he was just sort of staring down at the ground. I'm like, yeah, he's going to fall right now. He didn't fall. Then he ended up just standing in one place for a really long time. I ranged him at 82 yards. I took another shot. I don't know what happened with that shot. No idea. So that was, yeah, I mean, that was kind of, that's where we are right now with this situation. And, it was a lot of fun coming in on the buck for sure, you know, and sort of just putting my trust in you and take
dude,
that was
dude,
actually
your what you did was like it takes a lot of patience to do what you did because a lot, you know, myself included, you start on a stock like that and you have all the mindset in the world at the beginning of the stock to move slow. But as you get farther into that stock, it's like
it's very easy to go fast.
I can get away with this. Or I can get away with that, or I'm gonna run behind this bush, you know, and man, the way you kept moving slow and methodically, and then sliding like that was impressive.
He's the shadow trekker.
He's the shadow trekker.
Well, I basically ran until I was 150 yards away.
Yep.
And then.
And then the grass. Took
then it
over.
Just yeah. Then when I was, God, what I didn't know it, but God, I must have been 60 yards is when I started sliding on my butt. I didn't know I was that close.
Me neither.
You know, I was
you know what? Sliding on your butt over there is almost louder than walking.
It's a, well, yeah, but it's not a
but
walking
it's
sound.
It's a different noise.
Yeah.
So they could hear something, but I think they probably thought it was pigs.
Pigs, yeah.
Because it's not it wasn't a stepping sound. It was like this constant rustling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quieter than if I was walking though, because I was thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, this is still quieter. There's nothing I can do.
No, and
I have to
sit
make
down.
I have to make a noise.
Yeah,
a noise is going to happen.
Though.
So what noise is
and
it
as
gonna
soon
be?
As you sat down and started doing that, like they looked up at you, And then they stopped looking at you, and they started looking at whatever the hell, the doe or the coyote or whatever was on the opposite side, and they started looking at it, and they would kind of look back at you.
So I don't think it sounded like a predator sound to them getting
close.
It
wasn't a, you know, a tap. It was just...
Yep. I was thinking about that, too, while I was doing it. But, but that was fun. That was my first time having a...
Conscience?
Having a conscience, yeah. That was, actually. Yeah. And that was...
That's not true. I talked... It's not? Didn't I talk you in on the radio? I did.
When?
I know I did at Ridgewood one time. Actually, that was on your cell phone.
Yeah, that was a little... That was slightly different.
Oh,
yeah,
it was a lot different because...
That was on the cell phone.
It was on the cell
phone. I'm on the phone. I'm like, where are they? Yeah, no, that was...
But then, no, I thought we did it with the radio one time. No.
I don't think so.
No, because you tagged out before I even got here.
I don't ever remember
last year
having that sort of excitement. That was...
You talked to me on
that. That was awesome. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Now, I know that area really well, so it was a little bit easier.
Oh, when
for
you
me.
Know the area,
I could go right to it. I mean, I went from the other side of. You saw where I was, and I was there, and I had 45
those
minutes
deer
of light.
Were,
you did good. Yeah,
that's it.
I when I told you, said I go right to where I stalked that buck the
right.
last year. And sure as shit, you found that right that there.
Was,
that's where it was.
That was the trap. The exact path I was going to send you is up that knoll.
Well, that's
right,
down. That's where I was going, right to that knoll.
Well, and the thing I couldn't tell from where I was is, and I asked him this, and I asked you this. I said, okay, there's that big rock. Mm-hmm. Is there a ridge line between that rock
and
to the left of it? Yeah. Because if there is, you need to stalk that ridge line. If there isn't, we need to figure out something different because they'll see you coming down the hill.
Yeah.
You know? Because it looked like a little one, but it didn't look big enough to hide behind.
No, it's a little bowl right there.
That's just addictive. That whole thing is addictive. It's weird. I don't... the situation is what it is, and I don't feel like I could have ranged it, but that being a new type of hunting scenario to me
mm-hmm.
was... I really don't...
Going in blind is it's kind
of
crazy.
Like, I really don't care. That was so... It kind of reminds me of my antelope hunt, which I didn't get an antelope, but the whole thing was new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much, it was one of the funnest hunts I've ever had because it was a new experience.
That's probably
you know
one
what
of
those
goddamn stinging moths.
Moths? Oh, yeah. We could capture one of those and experiment on it.
That, I just was like, I was miserable. I was like terrified. I was like, moths stinging me.
Look at that thing.
Yep. Yep.
Trying to get it.
Trying to get you.
Moths to bite that? You, man.
Dude, that thing's giant. He's trying to freaking take up. He's like trying to lift up the damn trailer.
Take the screen door right off.
Mothra.
Yep. Mothra. Mothzilla.
Yeah, Mothra from Godzilla, yeah. Shit. Well, anyway, so I'm sure we could sit here and ramble on forever, but.
Yeah, so my GoPro video didn't. It was a little bit too low for the angle. You know, that's tough to set up. It does. As soon as I shot, there was a deer below and then a sound and I don't know. But from watching the video, I can now tell, I can, you know, obviously from watching the video from Zach's angle, I can tell where the deer was standing.
Mm-hmm.
So I could essentially go right to that spot and find an arrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Or not find an arrow.
Well, I mean, what we'll do tomorrow is we'll go there with you and I'll stand where the deer was. You'll go stand where you shot from. You'll range me.
And
we'll
shoot
just
Zach.
See.
And shoot Zach and see if I can hit
see
you.
See if you can hit me with your 50-yard pin.
Now, if I do
it
with a rage, you'll be fine. Like, you'll be mad a little bit.
It's gonna
but
hurt
after about 5 days, I'll probably forgive you.
Yeah. No, I'll be like, yeah, we're cool.
We're cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're cool,
after
man.
5 days, for sure. It's,
we're
a,
cool.
It's a 5 day
Teddy
thing.
Roosevelt.
Was it 5 days or 3 days?
It was days? Five.
Was it was
five.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the rule. Okay.
That's it. That's like a pro.
But, I mean, all in all... It was a great hunt. We had another morning. Well, you still have another morning. I'm done, but
yeah.
Well, I broke the curse, which is good
yeah.
for me. I mean, I didn't get my blacktail, which fucking sucks balls, but
it's fine. Maybe you just needed to get.
I just needed
like
to draw. I just needed to draw blood in California.
Yeah,
that wasn't on a you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Game ranch or whatever, and yeah. No, I'm happy.
Well, that's good.
I had a little bit of like, should I shoot this thing? Should I go kill a blacktail? But If I didn't have that little conversation with myself on that hike up and said, if I run into pigs, I had that moment. I said, if it happens, take the bird in the hand, just and forget about the two bucks.
Every time I've hunted.
But now, in hindsight, that they continued to lay there and you actually got there to get a shot and all that stuff. So much later after I probably would have been there at least 20 minutes earlier, if not longer.
Yeah. Half an hour earlier. If you'd have made it to where he was and without them standing
up. Yeah, I mean, because you shot literally right before dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last light for sure.
So, I mean, and when it gets dark like that, that's probably why you thought it was 50 yards. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's no, just I like know. Now that deer on the road when we were driving back.
Yeah.
To the camp.
I thought he was 200.
200. He's like 200 yards. 121. 120.
Yeah. That's 80 yards, man. That's a huge difference. It is weird.
When he starts getting, when the darker gets, it kind of throws it off. They look smaller.
So he was 36 yards, which is crazy.
So you guess 50. That's so close. He was at 36. I mean, you still hit him, but you probably hit him in no man's land.
Did I hit him? Yeah.
Dude, just that sound, though. You hit something.
I hate no man's land. I did that on a giant whitetail once, and...
You hit something.
It just... That really bothered me. Because I did it, and it was a spot and stalk on a whitetail, you know?
Yeah.
And it worked out perfect. And I hit it right... I hit it just too high.
Been there myself.
Yeah.
Shot a giant in Illinois.
That would have been a giant. That was a big one.
Yeah.
I caught him rubbing on trees.
Oh, jeez.
Snuck into him and he walked in front of me on this trail and he stopped for a second.
Yeah.
But we got it done. Group hug in the shower tonight! Yeah.
Meat hanging.
You don't say that, man. After group hugging the shower tonight. That's terrible timing.
Yes, the pig is.
The pig is hanging from the tree.
Yes.
Well, we all know. I mean, I have a new podcast coming out, so.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
We know the name of that. Well, what's it going to be?
I thought it was going to be, what was it? Mostly Gay Hunter or Slightly Gay Hunters?
Slightly?
No. Wait,
what is it?
You said you were going to call it, the partially gay hunter.
That's partially, right. Partially
was it partially?
Gay. I thought it was mostly.
Mostly?
No, not mostly.
Sort of.
Sort of gay.
What should it be? Whoa!
Dude, he's
trying. Dude! He wants a piece of your ass.
You might have picked up audio on that.
That's a big son of a bitch, man. There's literally a bird.
Trying to come in here and eat
trying
John.
Trying to come into the trailer right now.
Wow.
That's a giant ass moth, man.
So, that's hunting.
Yeah, that's hunting blacktail style with the shadow trekker and the archery bow.
A little something else. Had we known what we know now.
No, what are you doing, man? Stop it! What a schmuck!
That's because he's trying to get that group hug out of the shower. Right?
Group trying hug get, in the shower tonight.
Trying to get that meat hanging.
But anyways, I think we all learned a lot too, though. You know, we learned.
Yeah.
Not just like, we learned about working together too. You know, rapport between us three. Had to do it again, it would probably be insanely quicker.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, this isn't... I've hunted this ranch a lot. I have deer hunted here, but only for a couple days, and I got lucky. At the end of August, we had a rainstorm or something, and I shot a buck then, but I haven't really concentrated on this ranch for deer hunting. I've always hunted here for pigs, which is a different process completely than hunting deer. And I learned a lot about the rhythm and this ranch. The way I look at every ranch or every other place that I hunt is every place is different. Like, I can do well at one place because I know the ranch and go to a different place, and it'll be a whole different style of hunting and
play that rhythm funky music, and white boy.
What songs were we singing earlier? Lots of George Michael was having.
What songs weren't we singing?
My kid digs Uptown Funk You Up. Say Uptown Funk You Up.
That's, what's his name?
Bruno Mars, is that who it is?
That's right. Yeah. He's pretty good, that guy.
I'm impressed with him.
I mean, you know, he's a good entertainer. You were singing The English Girl, though, pretty good.
Yeah, earlier. You're doing it. You were belting out a mean Adele.
Yeah, what's the song, though?
What's her name?
Adele.
I'll do Adele. It again. I'll do it again right now, but what's the
never
song?
Mind. Never mind. Never mind. Find somebody.
Never mind. You find someone like you or me.
You. I'm not going to find someone like me. Never mind. I'll find somebody like me. This is all like because
Bo Honey sucks. That's pretty selfish.
Yeah. Well, we got some singing in, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Yes, we did.
We got up there. I almost had to use that in reach. It scared me.
Oh, stop. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm cutting this, you guys off of the booze and the podcast. And
because bow hunting sucks.
Is it almost 12?
It is almost 12.
How'd that happen?
Well, I could tell you how that happened.
How long is this podcast?
It took us forever.
Well, we the did. Addendum.
The addendum's 31 minutes on top of the that's minute. Amazing. The hour and 30 minutes that we did originally.
I like this one better, though. I really do. I think we honestly covered more stuff in this one.
Yeah, we crushed it.
Did we? We covered more in 31 minutes than on the last
I think more about thing. The hunt, for sure.
Oh, yeah. We crushed it on this one. All right, cutting you guys off. Thanks for joining us on our escapade.
Cutting the audience off. Cutting the audience off. That's about it.
Hey, guys. Thanks again for joining me on my adventures. And you can thanks Phoenix Shooting Bags and Sneak Tech Sneak Boots and Triple Threat Performance for allowing me to bring this to you for free. Awesome companies. Go check them out. And if you want to stay connected with the podcast, follow along with my blog at johnstallone.me and help a brother out. Go out there and get on iTunes and drop us a review. That helps the podcast ratings, helps me get in front of more eyes, and keeps my sponsors happy. So, if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll catch you on the next episode.